Welcome to the AI and Data-Driven Leadership Podcast, the show where we spotlight the innovators and leaders who are transforming the future using the power of data and AI. I'm your host, Dean Gaeta, author, podcaster, and founder and CEO of Infogistics and Slingshot. We're living in an exciting era, a time where builders, leaders, and entrepreneurs are using data and AI to fuel unprecedented growth, create groundbreaking products, and drive meaningful transformations in their industry. If you're ready to learn from some of the brightest minds and uncover actionable insight to take your business to the next level, you're in the right place. And if you have a story to share, stick around until the end of the show. We'll tell you how you can become our next guest and inspire leaders around the globe. Welcome to the AI Data-Driven Leadership Podcast. Let's dive in. Okay, well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you may be listening from. I have Dima Negaduk with me, and I think we'll have a really interesting conversation. He is really helping companies, mid-market companies, really take advantage of AI, and he has some interesting quotes I want to ask him about. But Dima, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello, guys. Thank you so much, Dean, for the invitation. So if to say like in a few words who I am, I called myself a fractional AI officer. And if to say true, it's not how I called myself. It's my AI agent decided to call me like this when we decided like, yeah, when we try to understand like what we are doing. So he called, yeah, let's do like fractional AI officer. What I'm doing? I build the AI operator layers for like B2B companies, and the system that I actually run, they sales, they support, they help with operations, and they help, let's say, with productions. So it's not just on a deck. So fractional AI officer, if to be short.
Yeah, excellent. So I want to kind of open up it where, Dima, you describe or you don't describe AI as a chat box or productivity tool. You describe it as a system that catches money leaks. What does that mean? What do you usually find, in the first leak?
So if we're talking about money, the first thing that AI do, for example, if we're talking about invoices or like clients payment, it's not changing your system. So you will have like the same view, you will have the same display, you will have the same deck, everything. So when I put, for example, my AI on a top, it's just starting to look for the leaks. So first of all, it's of course your client leaks. For example, I am now working with dental service, and it was for me really like impressive that they don't look for client payments before 90 days payment delay. Can you imagine? And it's like it can be hundreds of thousands of dollars for example, for your business. Then if you work, for example, with insurance company or okay, let's do that like this. If you work with payments manually, you will have some problems. Yeah, you will have some leaks, and you will have payments due. And it's also when AI can really help you if we're talking about payments.
Yeah, great. And so, yeah, a lot of companies are experimenting with ChatGPT, but you argue that the real value comes from production AI systems. And like, what's the difference between using AI and actually operationalizing AI?
I can say by one word, deploy. So you can. I mean, everyone now, as you're telling, using ChatGPT, and it's not a secret that you can ask ChatGPT, "Hey, Chat, I have such kind of business. Can you create me, please, a website?" And he will do it. He will basically create you a website for 5 minutes, and you will ask me, "Okay, why we need you?" I will tell you because. You understand that this website will be a little bit not good, yeah? Google will not see it. And probably you will not find a lot of clients using this ChatGPT website. So I try to understand in the beginning what can be my goal and what is my benefit, for example, on the market. Because I'm not only creating, I deploy. Everyone can create, but not everyone can deploy their system and show to your, for example, customers that your project is really working.
Yeah, so what you do a lot of work around SEO, AEO, is that what you do? And so you is it, like what are some of the things that you add, what you work on to help the customer be discoverable or help drive business?
Yeah, so it depends. How I start with clients, everyone. So n now we are living in this era of AI, and what everyone wants, everyone like CEO or business owner, he want to see somewhere like on Maldives, and he want to put their business totally on AI and just looking for profit money for green P&L and like having zero employees. But you need to understand it's impossible. It's impossible for now, even like for big guys to understand that you need to have people. And so I started with audit. What does it mean? Not everyone who is thinking they're ready for real AI in their business, they're really ready for AI in their business. And when I'm doing audit and I see system, what they're doing inside, how they work with everything, sometimes I'm telling them, sorry guys, but your business is not ready for AI. Next steps, if business is ready, you just need to understand which sites, which like, for example, which side of company you can automate. For example, marketing. You can automate everything. For like, I see the main leak that people spending so much money on advertisement and spending it not really effective. So AI can really change your words in Meta ads. It can help you with Google SEO. It can help you to create and control marketing in Amazon. So it can do everything. And you can just spend, let's say, 30 minutes per day each morning. You will see everything on your dashboard, how much money you spent and how many leads you received. And it's unbelievable. I mean, like, you don't have the great that you don't have to have any experience in marketing or in sales. So one thing I want to also tell from my side, I never wrote a line of code in my life. I am an entrepreneur guy, and so I know how processes should work from inside. And probably it helped me so much to implement so fastly AI to my businesses. And now when I created a consulting company, it really helped really fast and effectively implement AI to other.
Yeah, great, great. Yeah, then your model focuses on finding money leaks, stall deals, AR drift, missed calls, these different operational patterns. Like, how do you decide which AI use case is worth building first?
It depends on client. Again, some of my clients, they have also e-commerce, and they have like a lot of calls calling them from all over the world. And we understand that the main leak, it's not for example, each time their operators can answer your call at 3 a.m. So I created an AI call center for them, and it works 24/7. It speaks almost 50 languages, and you don't need to pay him money. You don't need to feed him, and he know everything about your company, everything. So whatever information you will give him, he will be perfect, like a worker for you. And in this case, you can imagine that people who is calling from each party of the world anytime will receive the support he deserve. And it's for example, when you can work with reviews leak or with some like call center leaks.
So what do you do? I mean, are you using some other piece of software to do that, or did you create, like, how did you do it? How did you like integrate AI and answering the phone and logging the call and routing a ticket, or how did you do that?
So my main working system is built on a Claude Code.
Okay.
I tried also Codex, but for now, I think it also will be a good advice for your listeners. I use Codex from OpenAI just to review code after Claude Code. So basically, he's like one more opinion. And now I have like two brains. For voice calling, I use 11 labs. I use like three or four more services. And using like MCP or RP access, I connect everything to your local dashboard. And for my clients, usually they bought for now Mac Mini, or you can use, for example, VPS Windows Server that your system will be implemented to. So we will have access 24/7 to all your data.
Okay, good. And then you describe your work like Bain ships a deck, we ship a system.
Yeah.
What frustrates you most about traditional consulting approaches to AI?
So, the most concerning things for me, if you have, for example, you have a big company and you have again some leaks, or you have some, let's say, issue with your other department, you need to hire so many consulting firms. So, how the old world works. If you have marketing issue, or you want to, for example, be more popular in internet and increase your sales, you hire marketing team, and they make your strategies, they set up advertisement, they connect you to opinion leaders, they create you creative, let's say, like pictures, video, and like it's one company you're working with. If you want to, for example, I don't know, again, Google SEO or Google advertisement, or you want to create, or you want to change, for example, something on your website, you don't like it, you create another people. And it's different, like different company, different agreement, and again, like different, for example, budget. And wherever you need like different, you need to hire a new company. In the new world, it can be one company that will help you with everything. It's again, it's what people are not are still not to understand, like how someone can be universal. I want to tell you, he can be.
Yeah, good. Yeah. So for like a 10 to 20 million B2B company, what's a practical roadmap to go from no AI infrastructure to having AI systems running daily in sales, operation, customer service? What does that look like?
So I want to say that maximum 6 months. If you want to like full AI implementation, it's up to 6 months, and you will have everything that can be automated. It will be automated, and you will just need to pay, let's say, some kind of retainer. It's like up to $1,000 or $2,000 per month, because if you're using, for example, AI, you understand that it can be wrong sometimes. It can hallucinate. It can be broken, and you need to sometimes repair it, or you want to like do something new, or you want to add some information. So you can let's say you can fire half of your team, and in the end you will have just $1,000 per month, and system will work.
And you have like a four-step method. You say find the leaks. I guess leaks is like meaning opportunities, right? When you say leaks, so find
Yeah.
the opportunities, build one system, and then you say shadow test it and then hand it off. Like, what do you mean by shadow test it, and why is that so important before you go live?
Because again, it's AI. Are you using like how are you using AI? Like, are you using it like for your everyday task, or you're also like have some kind of you're building some like process?
Are you asking me? Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm
Well,
asking you.
I don't want to take too much time because we're using AI everywhere. So we're using it to build our software, test our software. We built a full RAG system for all of our content. We did build a couple of MCP servers to because we have UI control. We have three companies, UI components. So to help, we built MCP servers that leverage. You can just drop an image and can do design systems and write code for for our Ignite UI components. We use it in our go-to-market for AEO, SEO, doing analysis and improving our keyword ranking. We use it to analyze all our call logs for our sales teams, and I mean we're
Nice.
using it everywhere. And we
Yeah.
have a lot more work to do. Like we have so much more
Yeah,
work to do.
so again, now I think you also do some kind of shadow testing, yeah, before putting these projects on live. Yeah, you
Oh
so
yeah, a lot of testing.
a lot of testing. Yes. And But clients think if it's AI, it can be wrong. But again, you're giving too much sensitive data to it. Yeah, you understand that each company they have a lot of like private, a lot of like patent and data they don't want to show publicly. And you need to be sure that if you implement AI, you need to, so your product need to work properly. It's why,
Yeah.
for example, you need to do this, let's say 1 month or something like this, shadow testing before you put your project to life.
Okay, good. And so you talk a lot, or you talk about AI voice agents.
Yeah.
Where do you see voice AI having the biggest impact over the next year?
I think the biggest impact will have company who will have live agents, not AI. Because what I'm thinking now, everyone is starting to build AI agent, and if you want to really to talk with real person, you can't. So everyone who will have real person in their company, they will have advantage. But if to say true, I even use AI for my daily tasks. For example, if I need to book a restaurant, or I will share with you some kind of my private AI using. So my 6-year-old kid, he needed dental service. I'm living in New York, so it's like a nightmare to understand who is accepting your insurance, or do they provide the necessary service I need. So I have my AI agent, who is my AI assistant, and he called about 100 dental in the area, and he asked all questions I need. And in the end, in the morning, I just have on my dashboard like 3 dental that I need to choose, and he made an appointment to the dental I choose.
Yeah,
So
great.
it's again, it's my real life, yeah. But
And
what
how'd you
about?
set that up? Did you use Claw? Or how did you do it?
So first of all, I created like a virtual copy of myself. For my whole life, I making some kind of notes. In first, I wrote notes in a paper. Then I used Evernote. Then iPhone notes. So I have a lot of information of how I'm thinking, how I'm talking, and I gave all this information to Claude. Why? To create again like my virtual copy. Now he know how I'm talking. Now he know like how he should work with me. Now he know how I should speak with people, etc., etc. And I use also Obsidian for all my information. And when you have all this information, and when Claude knows everything about you, what you can do? You can again deploy this information further. And so I just connect my AI call center, and instead of giving, for example, some tasks like, hey, we are like Amazon support for this store, or we are like someone else. I told that your AI call center, like Dima Negodyuk, and here is the task, and he will do this task for you,
Yeah,
because
great.
he know everything. And
Yeah.
again, I don't know how you, but I am. Probably I made a mistake that I gave totally all. So I gave also access to my mail, I gave access to my WhatsApp history, to my message, and sometimes now like 70% of also my replies to some email that are not urgent and are not from my wife or from my close friends, AI is making them, and people are not realizing they're speaking not with me.
And is that, did you have any problems? Is that going okay or?
No problems at all, because you feed them perfect script. You know that now as we started, that everyone is using AI, everyone, probably almost everyone, yeah, like ChatGPT or like for $20. But the main benefit of people who are really working with AI is their prompt and their knowledges. So you just need to feed as much information as you want, as you have to your AI, and it will make him stronger, and it will make him like a leader. So I feed him like hundreds of pages of information about, let's say, my businesses and me. So mistakes are almost zero.
So, do you create different skill documents for different tasks? And I guess that's how you're feeding it.
So prompt, prompt skills, hooks, and each of my project has its own, like, let's say Claude MD, and I'm not mixing it. So everyone is living his own life. Someone of my AI know about other AI. Someone like totally isolated. It depends on information and what he work with.
Yeah, great. So like looking ahead, what will separate companies that get real ROI from AI versus, just kind of creating, here's your daily brief dashboards and what do you think really like what do people need to do to really leverage AI?
You mean like people who just starting using AI, or who wanna just leverage it, or who's on the first stage?
Well, what advice could you give for people to really, ma max? I mean, I know that, you probably want to answer it with different stages where people are at, but maybe for an advanced company, like, how do you really met? How do you see getting a lot of ROI from your AI?
So for the advanced company, I want to tell you that first of all, be very accurate with information you're giving to your AI. Super careful. I don't know if you've heard this news, but some AIs can delete your database, or it can change something, or it can be really aggressive somewhere. So if you want to scale, understand which departments and need to be scaled. Not everything can be scaled in your company in general. And I think that people will have like a lot of value in future. Everyone now will integrate AI, and I am afraid that in few years this senior data analyst, or like senior guys, you will hire them back, but you will need to pay them like 5 or 10 times more for them to fix everything. So yeah, and it's gonna be funny, but what I'm thinking is that everyone fire everyone and thinking like, hey, we will live like perfect life in their pink glasses. So guys, be really careful with your scaling. Well, on
Oh
any
yeah.
yeah, be really
That
careful.
whole narrative of replacing workforces and sectors of the economy is too hyped. And you're
Of
right.
course.
Everyone. So I'm glad you said that because it's those are people that just are reading the news instead of working with AI. And I'm glad they finally started changing the narrative, like big tech starting to
Yeah.
change the narrative, saying, no, it works with your people and go to
Sure.
market. It's a coworker because they really are affecting so many people's lives and the next generation of people, which we need. So I'm glad they're changing the narrative, but that's been a bad narrative for over a year. I agree with you. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, so again, AI can't, let's say, why people need to be near AI? First of all, controlling. Second, again, we can tell it dreaming, creating ideas, or creating like what to do next. AI is just a good hammer in your hands, but what to build, you need to tell him. And if you are the only owner in your company with AI, I don't know if it will be profitable. So yeah, don't forget that people they are, and they will be the main, let's say, benefit all the time. People who are near you, and if you will
So,
have clever people, it will be much more better.
and what advice would you give to kids that are just thinking about going to college or in college? Like, what advice would you give to them for, how for the future with AI?
It's so complicated question. My kid is now 6, and I think I have some time to answer it. But guys, who has kids now like 15, 16, 17 years old? Oh my God. I have reached the forecast, I think, of Anthropic, and the owner told that they have forecast, I think, for 2 or 3 months in a row. So can you imagine if these guys who are creating all this, they don't know what will be in 3 months? How can I? How can I tell you? Hey, probably, yeah, I have some advice. Probably plumbers. Plumbers will always
No,
win.
no, no, no problem, plumber.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding
But
because
you already
probably.
said that AI needs to work with people and you need
Yeah.
people. So like don't they no you like people need to study and use AI.
Yeah, sure.
And yeah, humans and people will always be part of execution. And so but you need to be good with AI. And but that's like the hype where they want to, you know, say, oh, it'll just gonna take over the world. That's not
So
happening anytime soon.
again, if this advice need to be done, let it be that start to work with AI if you have not done this before. Because in our future, we'll survive people who is working with AI
Right.
and who is not working with AI. Sorry,
Yeah, no future.
you will be on the side.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
what so Dima, what question didn't I ask you that you wish I would have asked you?
So, basically, again, I wanna tell you that again, I am not the IT guy. So, and when I started to work with AI, so the question is probably how to start, how to became like, I don't know, how to learn from which side to start using it, because I started from zero and I started from videos on YouTube. And now I have like a big consulting company who is helping to implement AI to their like workflows, to their process and everything. And you need to understand one more mistake that people are thinking. So if I will work with AI, probably I will work less. I don't know how your guys, but I don't know anyone who start working less using
You work
AI.
more because it's like addicting. When you get a lot
Yeah.
done and you can
Yeah.
create a lot more, you want to
Yeah.
keep going.
So for me, now my working day, it's like 15, 16 hours per day now. And it's all day. I'm waking up, new ideas, new plans. Wow, let's do this. It's like AI drug. It's
Yeah.
and you don't know when you will stop, because each now ideas, you're like immortal with ideas. You don't need investor, you don't need team. You can be solo and you can do unbelievable things.
Yeah.
And but I think I've read recently that it's the first company solo AI with 1 billion turnover. Yeah, I think he
That's
did.
not true.
Not true.
I don't want to promote BS. That's a dream. That's a dream.
Okay,
Yeah. $1 billion in revenue, a solo entrepreneur, that's all hype.
yeah. Okay, let it be.
Yeah,
Probably.
that's all hype.
But probably we'll see it with some kind of startup. Why not?
Yeah, that's hype.
Okay.
But
So,
then,
yeah.
you know, it's amazing. I mean, when you talk about the satisfaction of building quickly, it is addicting. And
Yeah.
good thing you have a little kid and a wife. They'll keep you in
Yep, for sure. Now I have two babies. Now I have two babies who are
line.
making mistakes.
Oh, so your AI is your baby too.
Yeah, because I spend a lot of time, and again, it's like your small babies that you're feeding with some kind of information, and he's growing with you.
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, it's an exciting time. I'm glad that you're having fun with it and helping come. I mean, a lot of mid-market companies kind of don't know where to start. So it's good that you're giving advice of like how to automate processes and add more value to make more money with the company.
Yeah,
Because
for
yeah,
sure. Yeah.
and as you said, yeah, you just keep feeding it more context. You got to worry about, you know, certainly proprietary information you don't want to leak, but yeah, the more context you can give to it, the better outcomes you get. So,
For sure.
yeah,
For
good
sure.
work, good advice, and
Thank you.
you're sorely needed out there. There's so many companies that they fear of missing out and they want to know how to leverage AI. And so, yeah, good service that you're providing.
Yeah.
So,
But
Demo,
again, yeah.
yeah, how do people get in touch with you? How can they get in touch with you?
So they can find me on my website, negodyuk.ai, and LinkedIn, Dima Negodyuk. So if someone needs some kind of advices, guys, don't be shy, really. We all started like now, I think, from scratch. We're living in this crazy new world. And it's always good when someone can give you some kind of advice where to move.
Yeah, and in the like lower left of the video too, just so you know how to spell Negoduke and Dima, Dima Negoduke. Okay, good. Yeah, just so they can read that to get the right spelling. Well, appreciate you being on the show, and
Thank you so much.
yeah, keep taking keep taking care of your two babies.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. It was a
Thank you.
pleasure. Yeah, bye-bye.
Hey, it's Dean Guida here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the AI Data Driven Leadership Podcast, where we showcase the visionaries who are shaping the future with data and AI. If you're a successful leader, entrepreneur, or business professional and want to share your story on this program, we'd love to hear from you. Visit us at podcast.slingshotapp.io to apply. Got something value out of this interview? Share the love. Take a quick screenshot, post it to your favorite social platform, or text it to a friend. Don't forget to tag the show and use the hashtag AI Data Driven Leadership. I love seeing your posts and suggestions for future guests. And if you know someone who would make a great guest, let them know about the show. We're dropping new episodes regularly, so don't miss out. Hit subscribe wherever you listen, and if you enjoyed this episode, a quick thumbs up, rating, or review would mean the world to me and my team. Want to stay connected? Visit our website at podcast.slingshotapp.io or find me on LinkedIn at Dean Guida and Instagram at DeanGuida89. Thanks again for listening to the AI Data-Driven Leadership Podcast. We'll see you next time.